Hi there, and welcome to the Anita Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Anita Rombo, and this is the podcast for growth-oriented women to have authentic, real talk. Nothing is off the table here, but as an intuitive self-relationship coach, you'll find the content gravitates towards mindset, intentional action, spirituality, and all things wellness. So if you're ready to learn, laugh, show up, and glow up to be the best version of yourself, grab your favorite bevy, settle in, and we've got lots to chat about. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Anita Chat. I hope you are doing well. Today, I want to cut to the chase and chat about uncertainty, because let's face it, the one thing in life that is guaranteed is change. Nothing is certain. Nothing is guaranteed. We know nothing about what will happen in the future. And despite this knowledge and certainty around change, around the fact that things are dynamic and in flux and not always predictable, change and uncertainty can still feel unsettling and uncomfortable. And that's because uncertainty or not knowing threatens our basic human needs for security. We all have this innate desire and need for security. It keeps us alive. So obviously, it would make sense for us to feel fear and anxiety and to resist change at all costs. That's why we want to keep things status quo, stay in our comfort zone, play small, feel like we're settling, because we know it works for you. We know that it keeps you safe. You are very well aware of how things play out in that space. It's the devil you know versus the devil you don't. And when we are pushing ourselves out of that comfort zone, when there is change or uncertainty in the air, even if it's positive change or uncertainty, even positive transitions, they still come with a feeling of a perceived threat, because we don't know for certain how things are gonna pan out. Are we going to be okay? We may feel a little bit of imposter syndrome. We may definitely be feeling resistance. We may be putting up a fight. There might be some sort of sense of doom and gloom. And that, again, is because we're wired to resist it. If we are moving past a comfort zone that we know into unfamiliar territory, why would we want to willingly put us there, even if it can be so good for us? So I want us to take a moment to acknowledge that uncertainty occurs to every single one of us. And the minute that we feel the uncertainty, the minute we feel the discomfort, it's basically signaling for us that change is in the air and we cannot predict that change and that we're breaking out of our comfort zone. And so despite the fact that we might be in that transitional space and entering the space where we don't know what we don't know, we're just in it for the ride, it feels completely out of our control. How do we bring security and stability into a situation like that? We resist. We try to hang on tight. We want to control. And therefore, we want to be in the know. We want to know about everything. Generally speaking, wouldn't it be great to know where we should be spending our time and energy and effort? Wouldn't it be great to know what our ultimate purpose is, what we are meant to do or be when we grow up? Wouldn't it be great to know who our people are so that we're not wasting our time with the wrong crowd? Right? Everything that we do comes from a deep-seated need to control, to create that stability and security in our life. In times of uncertainty, I like to remind myself and my clients that sometimes not knowing the path is the path. Embracing the uncertainty is the lesson. In fact, it is this precise lesson that we have been asked to embrace our whole life, every single one of us. We never knew about all the great or the not so great things that happened to us. We've had to learn to continue to push ourselves, to continue to grow through our experiences. We have had to learn to relinquish control and to tap into surrender. And some of us can do it more easily than others, but that is something that we all are here to do. We are not meant to know everything, to have all the answers. Can you imagine how exhausting that would be to know exactly where we're supposed to be and exactly how things would turn out? Like, that sounds amazing, but we're not ever meant to be that in that position. And yet so many of the people I work with, and even me, I can really insist on it at times. I want you to indulge me and close your eyes and imagine your life if you had all the answers. And I want you to ask yourself these questions. I want you to think about if you knew ultimately who you would end up being with in a long-term committed relationship,
Would you bypass all the other partners you had and go straight to that one person because you know that they're your person? Or conversely, if you know that that person that you decided to marry was ultimately not the one for you and that marriage would not last, would you still go through with that marriage? If you knew that you were going to have a child that was going to have an incurable illness and die, would you choose to birth that child and open your heart to loving that child? Would you take that career path if you knew that you were ultimately going to pivot to something else? Or would you just start where you were supposed to be? If you knew that you were ultimately going to be the CEO of that company one day, would you try so hard at work? Would you apply yourself? Because you already knew that's what you're going to be. If you knew that you were going to be in an accident, would it cause you to do something different that day? If you had in your power the ability to know where you would ultimately be and to have all the answers, would you move past all those growth opportunities that weren't ideal, that weren't aligned with that final end state, because you knew that it wasn't meant for you ultimately? And if we did that, what would you be missing out on the journey? Perhaps we need those pieces of the journey to get to that ultimate destination, whether it be personally or professionally. Maybe you needed those years of crappy relationships to really cultivate a healthy one. Maybe you really needed to understand the business from the ground up in order to effectively lead, oversee it, and grow it one day as a CEO. My point is, you needed to go through all of these critical moments to get to where you are today. And in order to get to where you want to be tomorrow, you also have to go through a whole bunch of experiences, positive and negative. Things that we cannot predict at this time, things that we do not know how they're going to pan out. There's a whole bunch of uncertainty that awaits us that is unavoidable, but is so necessary to get to where we need to be. Imagine how you would feel if you had all the answers. Would you feel excited and happy with all your accomplishments and achievements if you already knew that you were going to accomplish and achieve them? There's no mystery. There's no intrigue there, right? What would you be looking forward to or dreaming about if you knew exactly what it was that was in store for you? Life is all about soul growth through exploration. So if there was nothing to explore because everything was already known to us, would that be a life worth living? What would we be living for? So I hope I've made this point that we actually need to be on this journey of not knowing in order to know. We need to try new things to figure out what we want or what we don't want and to discover who we really are. We need to make mistakes. We need to learn lessons. We need to grow. And all of those things have brought you to where you are and where you are going to be. And when we feel uncertainty, that's a part of life. Nothing, positive or negative, that happened to you was something that you knew for certain was going to happen to you. You had to go with the flow to get there, right? And so acknowledging that uncertainty is a part of life, it's the only certainty of life, and everything that has gotten you to where you are today was uncertain at some point of time or another. You have a choice. We can't get rid of uncertainty from our life, but we can decide whether we're going to resist it and play victim to it, or if we're going to accept and work through the discomfort and take back our power. When I say work through it, is be more aware of the fear and anxiety when it comes up. Have that awareness that that's possibly a block and manage it and control it to the best of our ability. We can manage our response to those emotions that come up when we feel uncertain, but we cannot manage uncertainty. That in itself is also a given fact. If you are listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're a person that wants to show up and glow up to be the best version of yourself. You're all about personal development and self-growth, and you have big dreams, big visions, big goals, big desires. And the grander those dreams, visions, goals, desires, the more uncertainty you're going to encounter in your life. And that's because the greater you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. So in order to manage the discomfort that comes with that, I want to leave you with four tips on how to work through the fear, the anxiety, the overwhelm, any of those kinds of emotions, and grow through your uncertainty. The first is to allow the resistance and feel it. Instead of resisting the resistance, accept it. Accept the fear and anxiety. It's naturally, innately a part of us. be friends with that fear and anxiety. Indulge in it a little bit. Ask it what it's trying to show you. Focus on, where is your resistance coming from? What are you fearing? Where do you feel a lack of control? And where is that coming from? So really indulge in that feeling instead of criticizing it, instead of judging yourself for having these feelings. Accept it. Be aware of it and get curious about it. And then also, when we're talking about fear and anxiety, when it comes to uncertainty, when it comes to not knowing, it's not knowing what's happening in the future. So indulge in what the worst possible case scenario could be. So when you're taking a look at all of the infinite possibilities of the future, the potential outcomes, the key word is potential. These things have not yet happened. They're not guaranteed to happen. The magic of uncertainty is that we're not sure if that's going to happen as well. But for whatever reason, we are really tripped up in this fear and anxiety. So let's take that worst possible scenario that you can fathom and really dissect it. Really think about, if this were to happen, what would be the worst? What would happen? How would I navigate it? And by playing this game, you are, in fact, hopefully, going to see that you will come through that situation just fine. Yes, it's not desirable, but if the worst possible scenario happened to you, you would survive, you would get over it, you would take XYZ action, and just having a plan quells that fear and anxiety. And if it's quelling that fear and anxiety, which is the most heightened at this possibility or this potential, then you can handle the fear and anxiety if it comes to any other possibility, because you can deal with it in the worst case scenario. Number two is, if we're talking about accepting this emotion and being aware with it and being really present with it and doing the deep work of understanding where it's rooted from, and we time traveled to the future a little bit, I think it's also important to really stay in the present, to focus on the now. Because as I mentioned, whatever we think about, whatever we're afraid or anxious or overwhelmed about, it's a possibility. It's something that's happening in the future that we don't even know is going to maybe happen. What we do have control over is the present moment. What we do have certainty over is the present moment. And it's actually the present moments that are stitched together that form the future that may or may not happen according to the barrage of opportunities that are going through our head. So if we are feeling fear and anxiety because we're thinking that there's some sort of opportunity that might be threatening our comfort zone, threatening our safety, threatening our security, threatening our stability, it's a great idea to focus on the now and to focus on the feelings of safety, security, stability now. How can you nurture yourself and reassure yourself that you are safe? You are safe in this present moment, and that what you're worried about is something that hasn't yet happened and it might not happen. So how can you nurture yourself right now? And how can you shift that energy of panic, of overwhelm, of anxiety, of fear to one of calm? When you change your energy, you're also changing what you attract. And as I mentioned earlier, all those little moments are stitching to become your future. So to come into a calm, nurtured, grounded space is also going to attract the likelihood of more of that in your future. I would also encourage you to think about, what are the facts and information that you have right now? Can you problem solve or plan for the best courses of action based on the facts and information that you do have at hand? The third tip I want to leave you with is, reframe your mindset. What are the stories you are choosing to believe about the situation or opportunity? What have you labeled as a positive or negative? Because situations are just that. They're situations. They're not negative. They're not positive until you associate a label with them. And then based on that label, you're going to have associated emotions. Is there an opportunity to change your stories or to change your labels? And when it comes to the mindset, can you view this as a learning opportunity, as a growth opportunity? Can you stay curious? Can you stay open to the expansive possibilities versus closing yourself down and resisting and controlling due to fear? And the last tip that I want to leave you with is trust. And this builds a little bit upon what I just mentioned, but trust in yourself. You have come through a whole lifetime of not knowing, of experiencing things, both good and bad. And you have overcome all the negative stuff. You have thrived. You have survived. You can do it. You are fierce. You can do hard things. So again, if the worst case scenario happens, is it really all that bad? Is it going to destroy you? Chances are it's absolutely not. And think about all those things that maybe you were afraid of that turned out to be so good for you. So trust that you have what it takes to get through the hard times if you should encounter hard times. And trust that you have the tools, the resources, and the opportunities, because the universe provides. Trust in the universe that everything is happening to you, not for you. Remind yourself that you had to go through whatever you had to go through to get to where you are today. And where you are today and where you want to be tomorrow, that highest, best level elevation of you, the next level, is going to require you to continue to grow, to continue to develop. And that can only happen through pushing yourself out of the comfort zone, through encountering new opportunities, and through experiencing uncertainty and managing the fear and the anxiety that comes with it. And so, my friends, I hope that with this podcast, you walk away with a greater appreciation for the richness of uncertainty, the joy in the not knowing, and the curiosity and the mystery and the intrigue. I hope that you feel more reassured that you can and will get through periods of uncertainty. And I hope that I've equipped you with some tools and techniques to help you grow through your uncertainty with ease. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Anita Chat podcast. If you haven't taken a minute to leave a review, I would absolutely love to hear from you. All you need to do is to search for the show, click your star rating, and type in a few words. Also, if there's a specific topic you'd like to see covered in this podcast, if you'd like me to be your coach, or if you want to just chat, feel free to send me an email or shoot me a message through my IG, which you'll find in the show notes. The show notes will also contain any links to the freebies that were referenced in this episode. Until next time, friends, it's been great chatting with you.